From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. No breakthroughs yet on raising the debt ceiling, but President Obama calls today's bipartisan meeting at the White House very constructive. NPR's Ari Shapiro has our story.
President Obama spent more than an hour meeting with 8 congressional leaders from both parties. Afterwards, he told reporters that everyone acknowledged the deal will involve political pain on both sides. He says negotiators will meet through the weekend.
I will reconvene congressional leaders here on Sunday with the expectation that at that point the parties will at least know where each other's bottom lines are.
Back on Capitol Hill, congressional leaders did not say much about the meeting. House Speaker John Boehner said, "We had a conversation. It was productive." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Yemen's embattled president has made his first public appearance since he was injured last month in an attack on his compound. In a video today, Ali Abdullah Saleh accuses anti-government activists of trying to destabilize his country. The Pakistani port of Karachi is in the grip of more violence. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports at least 42 people have been killed in the last 3 days.
The city, known for its ethnic volatility, has exploded in a new paroxysm of killing where the dead reportedly include women and young children. The violence was triggered by the murder of a local leader of the Awami National Party, which represents the ethnic Pashtuns, who have arrived in Karachi in great numbers from the war-torn northwest of Pakistan. They've clashed with the mostly Urdu-speaking Muhajirs, who migrated from India in 1947 when the country was born. The Muhajirs are locked in a deadly struggle with the Pashtuns for control of the city. The impoverished slum of Arungi town has been the worst affected area. Rangers have been deployed as the killing spreads to other parts of Pakistan's largest city. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
In the U.S., unemployment remains a leading cause of home foreclosures. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the Obama administration plans to expand a program that's designed to help unemployed homeowners.
Some unemployed homeowners are going to be able to put off making their mortgage payments for up to a year while they search for work under the expanded program. Before, it was just 3 months. But since 45% of the unemployed have been out of work for 6 months or longer, the Obama administration says borrowers need more time. The program's reach is somewhat limited. It will be required for Federal Housing Administration loans, but merely an option for lenders handling conventional loans. Mortgages backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac won't qualify, and they are behind a majority of U.S. mortgages. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Investors are responding to upbeat news from the Labor Department, which says that first-time unemployment claims fell last week to a 7-week low of 418,000. Before the close, the Dow was up 94 points. This is NPR News. Casey Anthony is expected to be out of jail next week. 2 days ago, a Florida jury cleared her of charges that she murdered her young daughter, Kaylee. She was found guilty of lying to investigators, for which she was sentenced today to 4 years in prison, but she's being released for time served and good behavior. Meanwhile, anger over this week's verdict continued outside the Orange County Courthouse.
Kaylee!
Authorities say there are concerns about security surrounding Anthony, who many believe should not have been allowed to walk. Music sales are up barely, according to new figures from Nielsen SoundScan. But as NPR's Ned Ulaby reports, even a slight increase is better than the double-digit drops in sales that have plagued the music industry over the past decade.
Okay, it's only 1%. But according to Nielsen, this is the first time in 6 years the music industry has seen even the slightest glimmer of improvement. That's thanks in part to respectable sales by Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, and Adele. Unsurprisingly, Adele has the year's top album so far, both physically and digitally. But sales of brand new albums actually tumbled by 4%. The overall gain came from older music, stuff like the greatest hits of Journey. Don't stop believing in old-fashioned vinyl records either. They sold 41% more than they did last year. Still, that's a minuscule fraction of sales so far this year. Neto Ulibi, NPR News.
Before the close, the Dow was up 93 points or nearly 1% at 12,719, and the Nasdaq was up more than 1% at 2,873. This is NPR.